incoming message.
You ever post something thoughtful online, like, well, I don't know, hey, maybe basic human rights should apply to everyone, and suddenly your comment section turns into a MAGA rally in your living room. Out of nowhere, you've got people with bald eagles in their profile pics and usernames like PatriotDad1776 foaming at the keyboard like, this is what's wrong with America, you must hate freedom. Sir, I literally said, please be kind. And in that moment, you feel the heat rise. You want to reply, you want to explain, you want to unleash a beautifully worded, fact-checked, deeply enlightened takedown that even Maya Angelou would high-five you for. But then, growth. You pause, you breathe, and you realize, oh, no response is the Beyonce of responses. Because, let's face it, you're not gonna outlogic someone who thinks that compassion is communism, or someone that thinks that empathy is weakness. I'm looking at you, Elon. You're not gonna reach a person who hears the word equality and thinks it's a personal attack on their lawnmower. Sometimes, silence is the most powerful move we can make. It says, I'm not the emotional support animal for your delusions. I do not debate facts with conspiracy theorists. And most importantly, you do not get access to my energy today, sir. Bless your heart. It's not weakness. It's wisdom. It's knowing that shouting into a void only leaves you hoarse, while the void just keeps on voiding. So, the next time a MAGA keyboard warrior tries to drag you into an intellectual mud fight, just smile, sip your tea, and let the silence do the talking. Because when we refuse to engage, when we choose peace over performance, we remind the world some battles aren't worth fighting, especially when the opponent showed up wearing a Let's Go Brandon tank top.